This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, folks. We have been incredibly fortunate to be able to join Primary Care Plus at the opening of so many of their locations throughout Southeast Louisiana. Today's no different. We're in the beautiful town of Lafayette, and Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life, right here at 318 Gilbo Road. Can't miss it. Come on by. They've got lunch for you. They've got drinks for you. They just had their ribbon cutting. And we now have Rachel Godeau. I know, folks, you're going to say, no, the Godeau. No, it's Godeau. It's G-O-D-E-A-U-X. We got that right. And she is the chief administrative officer from the Lafayette Mayor President's Office. I guess y'all have a consolidated government here.
We do, just like East Baton Rouge Parish.
Yeah, so yes. The parish and the city are one and the same.
That is
from a governing perspective.
That's right. And you couldn't have characterized Lafayette any better. It's beautiful Lafayette, heart of Cajun country.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that plug.
Well, Rachel, I'm going to tell you, I dined last night at Chris's Steakhouse. So I'm sitting at the bar, and there's a couple of folks there that I met, and they said, well, Newell, what brings you to God's country?
That is so true.
And I heard that over and over and over again. Well, I told them that I was here for Primary Care Plus, but I have a connection here. My dad, as I pointed out, was from Evalls Parish. He went to school here, and it was called USL then.
Yeah.
His cousins had a restaurant here, Chez Pastor.
Okay.
My grandmother was a pastor.
Okay.
I've had a connection here to Lafayette. My dad used to come to Lafayette all the time for business, and absolutely adored this town.
Yeah.
He was a French-speaking Acadian. He loved. He was a detail man in the pharmaceutical industry and visited physicians here and loved to talk to the physicians that spoke French. And,
yeah.
And always talked about it and always had fond memories of coming to Lafayette.
Yeah. It certainly bites you in a good way. Once you come here, enjoy our festivals, our food, you know, a lot of times you don't want to leave.
No, absolutely. The Boudin capital of the world, for sure.
That's right.
So, Rachel, let's do this. Tell us, you know, my listening audience covers, you know, all of Southeast Louisiana, and a lot of folks don't know a lot about Lafayette. And so tell us a little bit about the demographics, what's going on here, and
sure.
Challenges, and likewise.
So in Acadiana overall, Lafayette is like the heart of Acadiana. It's a really centrally located area along I-49 and I-10. Very easy access to a lot of commerce. I think that's why we have a lot of growth here. We've seen just the trends over the years as Lafayette's it's a booming community, and it mm-hmm. keeps growing. Even during some of the worst downturns, we've seen some pretty significant growth, which is why we appreciate Primary Care Plus actually locating over here. It's a good sign of the growth and development that's occurring in this location. Very family-oriented, city, and we love who we are. It shows in our festivals and our culture and just our good Southern nature overall and hospitality.
And you've talked about the ups and the downs. I mean, Lafayette, on many occasions, has really almost had to redefine itself, being wedded to the oil industry.
And right, yeah.
Then not so much, and yes. Having to really focus on other things. What has that been like?
Yeah, so I think we have certainly been able to overcome the booms and busts of the oil and gas cycle. It certainly is a part of who we are, right. And it always will be. But in order to create economic stability, you know, we've had to look at other industries and help support growth in those areas as well. Healthcare is a huge one, and we have some major companies here like LHC, Ochsner's, that have come to Lafayette and have stayed for those reasons.
How much, I know the university is a big part of what drives the economy here. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayor's office is a big champion of the University of Louisiana. You know, it's a definitely a university town, has a lot of population. We've seen a lot of growth in numbers overall in the last couple of years. Has become an R1 institution, so it certainly is an economic driver here in Lafayette, but also in Acadiana. So and certainly a gem within our community.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as the education arena kind of changes, there's been reading some articles here recently where a lot more students are looking into the Deep South to attend. I don't know if you saw some of those articles, you probably did, but, you know, it's really kind of interesting. And they're looking for that kind of small town feel, you know, and I think Lafayette kind of,
we might have a small town feel, but I think we have a big personality.
Yeah, you do. But you check all the boxes, right?
Yeah. So, and we certainly welcome that growth as well. You know, students.
And is that what y'all have seen? A lot more students coming from different parts?
It is, and you know, we attract people from international, you know, countries. So, yes, we've seen a lot of good mixture of student development over time, and the numbers have grown, and, you know, we want to continue to support that. And you can see that in the growth and development of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Campus alone.
And I know for a while that this grew in popularity as a place to retire at one time as well. Is that still the case?
I'm a little less familiar on the retirement community side.
Yes, because you're very young.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'll take that one.
But Rachel, there will be a day.
Hey, but I might retire soon. You never know.
I just remember reading some articles about that, you know, where it was that field that you just so appropriately articulated, you know, that a lot of folks really loved it.
Yeah.
A lot of great restaurants here, a lot of different things to do.
I think more restaurants per capita in terms of people, so yes, yeah. Definitely vibrant.
So what do you guys see now is kind of your biggest challenge? What is that, you know, I'm sure there's more than one, but I mean, what is the one that kind of is gnawing at you all the time?
So just a couple of platforms that the mayor ran on, and the mayor's Monique Boulay.
Yes, I know.
The mayor president, yes. So she, we came in, public safety was one area, and I actually talked a lot about that this morning on a different radio station. Public safety, public infrastructure, jobs, mm-hmm. economic growth, I mean, kind of those key areas that, you know, certainly always need support. But, you know, our infrastructure is aging in our urban core and a little bit beyond that urban core. So Johnson Street is a big priority of the mayor's in terms of revitalization, and we are looking at how to stabilize that population growth within the core of Lafayette. That is critical to, I guess, the next three and a half years left. And then of course with that comes, you know, access to health care, which, you know, primary care also wants a different location. We have some ideas in mind.
Well, today's a good day to talk to them
exactly.
about it. Oh, by the way.
If you're interested in expanding, we have some ideas.
So I know you guys have been working with Primary Care Plus. What's that been like? And you know, we're now here in the opening day and things.
Yeah, I can't thank Dr. Wallace, Dr. Ellers, and Abraham Briley for, you know, picking this location in particular. It, you know, I know they have 12 locations across the state of Louisiana, and this is another one to hang their hat on. And so we thank you for that expansion, that partnership, locating here in particular on Gilbo Road, which needs continued investment. And, you know, we're happy that they're a part of the community and look forward to the partnerships, continued partnerships.
Because this is
there.
Part of that challenge, as you talked about, making sure that you maintain a population within the core. Because, you know, we've seen what happens in other cities when folks are leaving the core, right?
That's right. Yeah. And certainly access to health care is one of those areas that, you know, to stabilize the population, along with safe public safety infrastructure, those sort of things.
So I know this is going to sound like a crazy question, but I'm going to ask it. We have this little concert thing going on in New Orleans this weekend.
Oh, really?
Some person by the name of Swiftie or Swift. Or
oh.
Are you a Swiftie?
I am not a Swiftie, actually. That's a couple generations younger than I am. Even though I look young.
No, it's funny. I've had a lot of fun with all the folks that I've interviewed here recently about whether or not they are Swiftie or not, because we've got this little concert going on for 3 days, as you well know.
And in fact, I didn't even realize there was drama between her and the NFL. And
apparently my
young boys are up to date on all of that.
Yeah.
But
there's drama everywhere these days. In fact, I was just saying, I can't wait for November 5th. I'm done with the drama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a different type of drama.
Yeah, absolutely. Final thoughts?
Just want to thank everybody, specifically Primary Care Plus. Appreciate the expansion here and look forward to continued partnership.
Well, tell the mayor thank her for having us, and best of luck to you and the mayor and her team, obviously, and all of your endeavors. And she's got, what, another 3.5 years in her term, is that correct?
Yeah.
And is this her second? This is her second term.
No, this is her first.
First, okay.
Yep.
So then, is she runs for re-election, or are you limited?
No, she'll run for re-election. Yeah. It's three terms overall. Well, I don't want to commit her, but
right.
every indication I see, she'll probably run again.
I understand. I was an elected official at one time. I got it.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Truly appreciate your time, your insight. Thank you for coming out today in celebration of this opening as well. That's Rachel Godot, Chief Administrative Officer from the Lafayette Mayor President's Office. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.